It's 7 minutes after 10. I'm Kara Lawrence, and this morning I'm here with three guests to talk about Christmas in Kalamazoo, a concert being held tomorrow night, free of charge at Centerpoint Church on North 10th Street in Kalamazoo. My guests are Michael Palmer, the director of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, Janet Van Vaely, who leads the Kalamazoo Ringers, and Kip Hickman, who is a member of Kalamazoo Brass, arranger, and sometimes composer, all here to talk about this triply joint concert that has now established itself as a tradition for how many years now, may I ask, Janet?
Eighth year that we've done this. We never dreamed it would get as large as it has or that we would keep doing it, but every year it gets better and better.
You started off in a smaller place.
We did. We were at Second Reformed Church on Stadium Drive and did it on a Saturday night and had standing room only audience, which we were surprised to have so many. Then we moved to First Presbyterian Church downtown, and we were there 5 years. And 6 years, and then got to where we were not able to fit everybody in. So now we're at Centerpoint Church, which we're very delighted to have that space to work with.
Well, you know, a lot of organizations have holiday concerts this time of year. What is it about this combination that people are so excited about?
Well, it's interesting. I think the fact that there are a lot of concerts is what drove us to not do it on a weekend, because there are so many things going on. So we decided to make the tradition the first Tuesday of Advent. And we weren't sure the first time. We didn't know if people would come out or not, but they did. I think the variety, the fact that they hear so many different styles of music and so many different instruments. And we've had special guests every year, which we also have this year. We have Barry Ross as our guest this year. So that'll add more flavor and color to the program.
You all prepare your portions different, you know, on your own time with different schedules. The male chorus rehearses one night, you with your regular ringers another night, and the brass quintet the same. And then you all have to coordinate to bring it together. When does the coordination begin?
Tonight's the night.
Really?
We will have a dress rehearsal tonight, and that will be the only time we will have to put it together. But everyone comes well prepared. We've worked together enough. We know each other well. We're able to communicate with one another easily. So I think it's never been a problem.
Well, I'm going to ask each of you to look back on the last year of the groups that you're each representing. So, Janet, how has 2016 been for the Kalamazoo Ringers?
Well, it's an interesting year. We just finished celebrating our 35th anniversary year, which was a major milestone for us.
Wow. Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And we have had a sub in with us this fall just because of health needs and having to have someone fill in. She's a former ringer, so she's done a fabulous job for us. But it's a little unnerving when you aren't quite sure who's going to fill what position, but it has all worked out beautifully. The choir is very solid this year. We have some real fine ringers. We have a new person with us who's just doing a fabulous job, and I think they're ready.
Are you happy with your bell sets?
We are thrilled with our bell sets. We keep buying more bells. And so we bought two more again. So we've been working on the seventh octave, which is has seven large bells, very large bells. And we now own five of the seven. Now, those bells are anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 each. So it's a big project.
You may end up being diagnosed with BAD, the bell acquisition disorder.
Oh, I love it. But don't tell the choir.
I have WAD, the whistle acquisition disorder. Wow.
Well, it adds a dimension to our sound. And what I do find, I just got a manuscript from a composer who's done a commission for us. And my very first, and she's fabulous, and she was wonderful work, but my very first thought is, no, it needs more bass.
Kip, tell me how the Kalamazoo Brass has been this year.
We've been, I think, a little more busy than we have in the past. We were able to give a couple of recitals this past year. We gave one around Valentine's Day that we entitled kind of Mardi Gras. We played some nice jazz tunes and some lighter kind of popular tunes. And then we also gave one toward the end of the summer as well. There was more of a very similar program. And we've also been able to play at a couple weddings. And then we have our big concert with the for Christmas in Kalamazoo at the end of the year. So it's been going well.
You are, of course, as a member of the Kalamazoo Symphony, the principal bass trombonist. Principal trombone.
Yes.
I want to take a moment to compliment you on something WMUK recorded, and then we aired a portion of your Tchaikovsky concert. This goes back to 2015. Mm-hmm. The final movement opens, right, with just...
The Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony?
Fourth Symphony. Mm-hmm. Is it the first movement that's all kind of brass
fusing? It starts off with a fanfare with the horns, and then trumpets add in, and then trombones join in as well.
That was the best opening of that symphony I have ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
It had
thank
just
you.
This operatic drama to it. Amazing.
It was a lot of fun to play. I really look forward to playing that symphony whenever it comes up.
You should just listen to it and pat yourself on the back all the time.
I might have to do that now.
And what are you bringing to the Christmas concert tomorrow night?
We are actually playing three pieces by Tchaikovsky.
Oh, fantastic.
We are doing three movements of the Nutcracker. Three pieces that I've actually arranged for an education show that we usually do, that we just started last year in December for elementary school age kids. So a couple of the movement, we usually for that show do eight movements of the Nutcracker, most of which are severely cut because we only have a half hour and we also want to be able to talk to the children about our brass instruments and things. But like I know I had to cut a good 5 minutes out of the Waltz of the Flowers to make it work. And it works well for the most part. There's a one kind of clunky kind of transition that I had to do, but it works well. But the three that I've done, maybe only the Arabian Dance I had to cut down a little bit because that can get quite long. And then with what Mike, who's our tubist, and I have to do, we get to do the drone over and over again. So that would be quite a feat to have to do it for 4 minutes. It ends up being a little over 2 minutes, but
kind of face tiring.
It is. But we're doing the Chinese dance, the Arabian dance, and then the Russian dance, which is also known as the trepak.
Wonderful.
So that'll be a lot of fun to do that. And we're also performing with Paul Flieger. Mm-hmm. He's playing for the opening piece. We're playing a piece by Jigou, the Grand Corps Dialogue, which is originally written for organ. But it's been arranged many different times for brass ensemble, brass quintet, and organ. And the two voices going back and forth, I think, work incredibly well. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a brass quintet arrangement of that with organ. So that'll be a really wonderful way to start off the concert. I've been wanting to do this piece for about 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and finally we were able to slip it into the concert.
Right.
And then we're also, the other piece that we're doing by ourselves is a wonderful arrangement of Jingle Bells by New York arranger, composer, trombonist, Jack Gale, who's added so much wonderful repertoire to the brass and to the trombone ensembles and things like that. And his arrangements are always incredible to play, to listen to. They're a lot of fun. And so it's a really wonderful piece, and it's a really jazzy, fun version that might catch you off guard a little bit.
Sounds it's a challenge to play, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. I've had to really, what we call in the, especially the jazz world, shed it quite a bit.
Wow. Well, let's look at 2016 for the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. What are some highlights?
Well, some of the highlights have been in the spring, we collaborated with jazz saxophonist Ken Morgan and his ensemble in our spring concert. And going back into February, Kip talked about a Valentine's show. We have an annual Valentine's show at Bell's Brewery. And not only did we do it this past year, but that's coming up in this next February, this next Valentine's as well. And so it's been a fun year. Repertoire changes all the time for the chorus. The chorus itself expands and contracts as family commitments and life commitments take guys away or bring more guys into the show.
Which season of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus are you on?
We are in our 89th season.
Wow.
89th season as a community choir. It's a non-auditioned choir, and anyone who desires to sing, any male who desires to sing, can come join. Give us a try, and they welcome to stay. Or if this isn't their gig, so to speak, then they're they're wished well, and go find a space that is their gig. It's that kind of organization, and it's amazing the talent that walks through the door every fall, and we are very fortunate to have the 40 plus guys in the group that we do.
Just last week, we were talking about an uptick in what we might call recreational singing, with more and more opportunities to join groups and to join one-off events like the Messiah Sing.
Indeed. Indeed. And it's a part of being something larger than yourself. We hear that phrase often anymore, oftentimes it is set off to one side because it's used so much. But it's true, to be part of something that is bigger than your shower stall, with singing with 40 guys and the tight harmony that we produce is really an extraordinary experience.
Well, that leads us to a highlight from the 2015 concert.
Indeed, this is one of the opening numbers from the concert last season at Center Point. This is an arrangement of Once in Royal David City by Joel Rainey, and it includes brass, handbells, the men's chorus, piano, organ, and audience.
It's a live performance from Christmas in Kalamazoo 2015. And here to talk about Christmas in Kalamazoo 2016 are Michael Palmer, Kip Hickman, and Janet Van Vailey. That was Once in Royal David City. That involves all three groups that come together for this concert, now in its eighth year. Again, those organizations are the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, the Kalamazoo Brass, and the Kalamazoo Ringers. This year's concert is tomorrow night, and it will be at Center Point Church, which is a fairly new venue for this event. Kip, this is a bigger venue, I assume?
It is. It's a little more open. I know there's not the pillars that we love the ambiance of First Pres, and you really could not get a better, ambiance. But just the sight lines sometimes, I'm sure, left some people a little disappointed. But this venue is just all open. It's a really wonderful venue, and we made it work last year. It was really wonderful. Last year was our first season there.
Would you describe how to get there? Because Bronson Park is easy to find, but Center Point Church maybe not.
The best way I can say, and I actually forgot which way last night when we had our rehearsal, but to go up to West Main and then go north on 10th Street, or 10th Avenue, or 10th
Street.
10th Street. That's how I go from where I am. So
is that just past the highway?
It is west of 131.
It's the stoplight, right? After you go west on West Main from 131.
Okay, great. So a bigger space and more room to make noise. How many? There are five in the brass group. There are how many in the ringers?
15 ringers.
Okay, and Michael, how many are in the male chorus?
We have 40.
40.
We have 40.
And you do invite the audience occasionally.
We do. That's one of the hallmarks of this concert is that there's audience participation on at least two numbers. It's been our rhythm through the years. Some more, some less. But this year there are two pieces that we're including the group on. One is an arrangement of Joy to the World, which we seem to put into the concert fairly often, and but it's a different arrangement this year, and then we're including an arrangement of Let There Be Peace on Earth, and I'm going to let Jan speak to this piece because it is introduced by another piece of repertoire that the Kalamazoo Ringers is doing especially for this concert.
Last summer, a very dear friend of ours in the choir, a composer from Florida, introduced a piece that he wrote as his emotional response to the attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And he spoke to the audience that where it was premiered to say why he wrote it. And by the time he was done speaking, we were all in tears. And then they played this piece, and it was an amazing response about 500 musicians sitting in the audience, and when they finished, and they were reading off manuscript, they'd played through it once. It was not perfected by any means. The entire room simply stood in silence. It was really an amazing time. And I brought it back to our choir, and I said, we're going to play this all year. This piece speaks to the difficulties we are all facing in one way or another. And by the time the choir learned it, and then they read the inscription from the composer, it became the emotional piece that they had to really focus just to play the piece. It's original. There's nothing in it that you've ever heard before, but it will speak to your heart and your soul immediately. So this is something that we are doing all year. I will read the composer's words so the audience is prepared for the emotion that is in this, and then we will go directly into the audience's ability to respond by singing Let There Be Peace.
Is this work so new that this is the only chance to hear it? It's not recorded anywhere.
It is not recorded. It will be, I'm sure. Michael Hellman, who is the composer, as I said, that when they did it this summer, they were working from manuscript, and I saw him right after that and said, I want it. He said, I haven't even printed it yet. He is the editor for Lorenz Publishing. And I said, print it and send it to me, and he did. So it is now available, but it has not yet been recorded. I imagine it'll be in their next catalog, but it will be on every concert we play this year.
Would that include Beyond Tomorrow Night, another concert coming up in
Absolutely.
December?
Absolutely. How nice of you to ask. Yes, Sunday, December the 11th, we have our own concert, which we are calling Christmas Journeys. And I have to be honest, this piece helped shape that concert. Because what we're doing is we're telling the Christmas story through music, and not just the sacred side, but the secular side of the Christmas season. But we're also relating it to the journeys that we as humans are taking at this time in our lives. And we are highlighting and uplifting some of the support agencies of our community and our surrounding area that are there to help with people in need. Our choir for years now has collected hats and mittens and scarves, and we usually have anywhere from 300 to 500 items to give to various charities in town, which we support every year. And so we will be presenting those, and we will be just talking about ways in which we can all share the Christmas spirit with those less fortunate. Mm.
That concert is going to be held where?
That is at Grace Harbor Church, which is used to be known as Westwood Church of God, and it is on Gorham Lane, right off West Main Street. It's our host church, and it will be at 4:00 in the afternoon, and it also is free.
On the 11th.
On the 11th, yes.
Okay, well, back to tomorrow night's concert.
Okay.
Which, what time does music begin tomorrow night?
7:30.
7:30 at Centerpoint Church.
Centerpoint Church.
On 10th, at North 10th Avenue, I think. Just, yes, as we explained. up next, we have a bell piece to listen to. Do you have a introduction for this?
Well, this is a new arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and I promise you'll hear Hark the Herald and you will actually be able to follow it, but it's in about 5 or 6 different meters, so it gets a little confusing. This is a new composer in the handbell world. His name is Ian Good. He is a church musician from New York State, And we look forward to a lot more good work from him. And I'm very pleased to say that my colleague, Paul Flieger, will be conducting this piece.
That's one of the bell pieces, an arrangement that will be heard tomorrow night on the Christmas in Kalamazoo concert, led by Janet Van Vaely, who has led the Kalamazoo Ringers for almost 20...
No, I founded the choir. I've been there all 35 years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, I just keep making you younger than you.
Well, I'll take it, but I'm not.
35 years. What do you say to people who hear arrangements where familiar carols have been, reordered and changed in all of those different rhythmic things, and just say, oh, I just want to hear a plain old carol? What do you say to those people?
Do you know, I have never had that said, because what I have had said, I found very interesting. A musician came up to me one time after a concert, and she said, how do you find such unique arrangements of traditional carols? They like the differences because it shows off some of the abilities of the bells very, very well. And it's different. It's not something that every bell choir can play. So I'm fortunate, I guess. Maybe our audiences like our variety and they enjoy the different. Now, the ringers might like something a little plainer once in a while.
This did sound quite tricky.
It is very tricky. It's a multimeter piece, which all good musicians can handle. But sometimes when you're trying to get 15 to handle it together, it can be a little difficult. But that's what we like. We like the challenge.
You know, it really is easier as a musician, I think, when you are playing pretty much all the rhythms and all the melody notes at once. Say you're the pianist and you can, everything fits together, and no matter how hard it gets, at least you understand where everything fits. But if you're sitting there counting and waiting for your one note every other beat, and it's all syncopated, that's really hard and puts a lot of pressure on you.
It's very difficult, and what you just said is the key to it. You can't sit there and wait for your note. You have to be playing the entire piece in your head. You have to know where you fit in. And you have to know that one time when you play the bell in your right hand, it's a melody note, and the very next beat is a harmony note, and they're played differently. So if you're really going to make music with bells, you have to be able to play the entire piece and then know how you fit into it. There's a lot of coordination, a lot of body movement to it.
You must have fun watching each other, you know, when you're sitting out and watching the male chorus sing, and, of course, the brass quintet do its thing. It must be kind of fun.
I think it's interesting to see three such different groups have such respect for each other's art. I remember one time when we were at First Presbyterian Church, we were practicing a piece and the male chorus was sitting elevated behind us. And some of their people actually were standing up in the rehearsal looking over the rail to see because they were so intrigued. And I think it's really wonderful to be able to see all of our people appreciate and admire each other's art.
Now, you've invited one string player to play on this concert, but
any string player. No, we are very, very pleased to have Barry Ross join us this year. He came to our rehearsal last week to rehearse a piece with us that he will be playing. And I've known Barry for years, and it was lovely to see him, but it was really fun to see him respond to the bells. he walked in and he looked around and he was just absolutely amazed at how many bells we have and the size range of them. He was very complimentary. And after we played, he turned to the choir and he said, "I am so impressed. It's such a beautiful sound." Mm-hmm. So again, both we were in awe of his skills and he liked what we were offering too. We worked together very easily and I'm really looking forward to it. We're doing Dreamscape on Still, 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 which is an all-time favorite of ours at the Christmas season, but the first time we've done it with violins, so it's really going to be special.
That's terrific. And one of the wonderful things about working with Barry Ross, I would think, is as a person, he has retained his sense of joy and wonder at music and music making.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. From the minute he walked in the room, he brought a positive energy. And it was really fun. We had a great he was with us a very short time because it all just fell together so easily, but it was really a very uplifting time.
I understand he'll be also playing a solo piece. Maybe Michael, you could fill us in on that.
Sure. He's he's chosen John Williams' arrangement of the theme from Schindler's List and made famous by Itzhak Perlman. And this is a piece that Barry brought to us and felt very passionate about playing this piece for this concert. And given the Prayer for the Innocents, the handbell piece that Jan's group is playing, and the theme from Schindler's List, the middle section of the program order tomorrow night has taken on a fairly contemplative feel. And it's not maudlin, but it is contemplative, and it helps us come to that reflecting point that I think we all need to come to during the holiday season about how humanity treats one another and how we can better treat one another. So it's wonderful to have Barry playing. It's a great joy for all of us to work with him. He will also be featured on another piece, one with the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, a piece by Eric Whitaker, the Lux Aurumque, or Light and Gold. And he will actually be playing the high soprano, boy soprano vocal part on the violin. And it's incredibly sustained. Piece.
I can imagine all the singers looking at him saying, "Oh, you don't. I have to breathe, and you don't."
That's exactly right. And at the very end of the piece, he sustains a high G sharp for about 14 measures, and it's just an exquisite arrangement. And having Barry along for the ride on that piece is going to be wonderful.
You have organists and pianists doubling and hardworking keyboardists, let's say, involved in this concert, too. One is the wonderful Corey Heitzig.
Right. Corey is the accompanist for the male chorus, and he is collaborating with Paul Flieger, who is a member of the Kalamazoo Ringers. Corey also serves as organist at First Congregational Church here in Kalamazoo. Paul serves at St. Joe First Congregational Church in St. Joseph, and they've become quick colleagues and great friends over the last couple of years, and are combining on one piece. It's an arrangement of Joy to the World that features a very special guest. We'll let the audience figure that one out. And actually, it's Kara.
Oh, okay. I'm the culprit.
That's right. But they'll be featured as well. And as Jan said, Paul is conducting a piece for the Ringers, and Corey is accompanying a couple of other pieces as well. One of the other pieces that Barry is collaborating on and Corey is accompanying and we are all collaborating on is an arrangement of Stille Nacht. It's the Mannheim Steamroller arrangement.
Oh, wow.
Stille Nacht, we have rearranged it for brass and bells, and the male chorus has taken on a larger role, but Barry will be the solo violinist, and Corey will be the pianist in that piece, and our own J.J. Treadway, who began in the male chorus as a choral scholar 2 years ago, penned this arrangement and put it all together, and with a few tweaks and a few rewrites, he did really very well, and we're looking forward to this collaboration as well.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm glad to hear Mr. Treadway is also involved.
Oh, yes.
Special, special talent. Well, let's look at the brass quintet again. I have something queued up that we all know, but maybe don't remember the name.
This is the from the Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. This is the Russian dance, otherwise known as Trepak. This is the original version with full orchestra. This is not going to be brass quintet like it will be tomorrow night.
The Trepak, Russian dance from the Nutcracker, of course. And while we're mentioning other concerts, maybe we should also tell folks about the University Symphony Orchestra accompanying the Moscow Ballet a week from tomorrow. That'll be in Miller Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Oh, wonderful.
But the Kalamazoo Brass is going to perform an arrangement of dances from the Nutcracker Suite, Kip. Is this an arrangement by yourself or?
Yes, I arranged all three of the movements that we're going to be performing tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm a little surprised. It seems like this you could have easily like gone online and found a brass quintet arrangement.
For some of those kind of things, I can be kind of picky with the way things are arranged, and just because I sometimes hear things differently than other people do, and sometimes I like what they do better than I could ever have done. But sometimes I really want specific instruments, you know, to shine in different arrangements. I've heard some brass quintets arrangements that are great of the Nutcracker, and I've heard some that aren't as good. So I specifically arranged this a long time ago for one of our education concerts, two of the movements, and then put it all together last year for just a whole Nutcracker program where we get to demonstrate all the brass instruments and all the fun things that we can do with that. And also educate the students on, you know, just classical music so they can get that in their ear of music that they're familiar with, but also maybe not sure where they've heard it before. Now,
yeah. Would your first trumpeter say that this is like a better arrangement than some other one?
I don't know. I mean, they're used to me arranging things for the group. So I try, you know, I give all of us, you know, challenges. I mean, you're going to hear it in one of the pieces for all of us. The Trepak, Mike and I have Mike, our tubist, has a really, you know, challenging part in the middle, but it's a lot of fun to play. And then I also am playing euphonium or baritone on the Chinese dance, and I've given myself a really challenging part. So I always, you know, I don't leave myself out in the challenge. So I'm not just giving everybody else a challenge and then giving myself an easy part.
Who are the other members of the Kalamazoo Brass?
The trumpets are Scott Cowan and Paul Hardacre. And then horn, unfortunately, Betsy's not going to be able to perform for us. She had an accident, but she's fine. So we have Bob Lewis, who's also a WMU grad.
Yeah, I love
on
Bob.
Horn.
Yeah.
Mike Shannon's a tubist, and I'm playing trombone. And what's kind of interesting is I was thinking about it this morning on my way here that all five of us have had some affiliation with Western Michigan, some of us a lot more. Obviously, Scott Cowan's a professor of jazz studies at Western Michigan. Paul Hardacre and Bob Lewis are graduates of WMU, and Mike Shannon's a graduate many, many years ago from Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to perform with the Western Brass Quintet my first season here in 2001, 2002. So, and I've occasionally performed with the Western Brass Quintet over the years as well. So I don't have a degree from Western Michigan, or I haven't taught at Western Michigan, but I have a very small kind of affiliation with the university. So all five of us, and even a few seasons ago, Betsy taught at Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. So even if she was playing, we all have a tie to Western Michigan University, which is a great thing.
Absolutely. Brass players only get better when they're in the same circles, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I may, one of the great draws to this concert is the scope and dynamic range of the repertoire that the audience is going to experience tomorrow night. With the Jigu Grand Dialogue and the arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing with the meter changes, the male chorus is doing the Lux Aurumque by Eric Whitaker, but we're also singing a very simple arrangement by a former professor, now deceased, Steve Zagre. We're doing his arrangement of Christmas Time Is Here from the Peanuts cartoon, Peanuts Christmas. And then we're also doing an arrangement of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, only in a Christmas version.
Okay.
and then the contemplative nature of the theme from Schindler's List, and Paul and Corey are doing the duet on Joy to the World. The brass pieces that Kip and the Kalamazoo Brass bring to the table with the tray pack and the other two pieces, plus the jingle bells. It really is going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience for this audience.
Let's hear another highlight from the last performance in 2015.
This is an arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful, and it's a piano organ duet featuring Corey Heitzig and Paul Flieger.
From a live performance at Christmas in Kalamazoo 2015, we heard two performers on organ and piano, Corey Heitzig and Paul Flieger. They're again featured in tomorrow night's Christmas in Kalamazoo, which begins at 7:30 at Center Point Church. And here at the end of the hour, my guests are Michael Palmer, Jan Van Vaely, and Kip Hickman, here to give us final thoughts and reminders about Christmas in Kalamazoo. I'll start with you, Kip. Anything we missed about the show? There's a lot involved.
I think we've said pretty much all we need to, and I'll second what Mike said, that there's going to be music for everybody to enjoy. So whether, you know, you have a child that's 3 or 4 years old to a child that's 90 or 95 years old. So just come. You're going to really enjoy it. If you haven't been there before, I think you'll really enjoy the performance. And we always like to say this is going to be kicking off the holiday season. That's what...
On a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday night.
Jan, you were mentioning during the music that Kip does play a special role in bringing together these three organizations.
Well, Kip's talents are very key to this, because we look at music frequently based on handbell scores that we think will work for congregational singing and joint adventures, and then he takes those and puts brass parts to them, and without him, some of our collaborations wouldn't be possible, as does JJ in doing some of the arranging like he did for this year. So we're very indebted to these very talented men for their talents and their time that make our collaborations work.
And leave it to you now, Michael, to wrap up this hour of conversation.
Well, we want to remind everybody that tomorrow evening's concert is a free concert. We will be receiving a goodwill offering during the evening to help defray some of the expenses. But we'd also like to mention that the great support that we've received through the years from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation in support of this event. They support the Kalamazoo Male Chorus during their season. I know they support the Kalamazoo Ringers during their season. And
they support WMUK,
too. They support WMUK. And so we want to give thanks for that as well. But it's tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Center Point Church. Bring the family. There's plenty of parking. There's plenty of space for people to come into this wonderful sanctuary. It seats about 1,200. And so we have plenty of space for everybody.
Well, good luck tomorrow, and I'll see you there.
Indeed. Thank you much.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Would you introduce this final piece?
Oh, yes. This is We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Highlight from the 2015 Christmas in Kalamazoo concert. Again, the concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Center Point Church on 10th Street in Kalamazoo. Further details are at the KalamazooMaleChorus.org website. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Stay tuned for news from NPR here on WMUK.